This name is Charles from Staten Island in New York City. Beginning of Week Week here. I'd like to welcome you all to the Weekly Shortwave and Skinner Listeners Net. That's heard on the various repeaters of the N2ROW Link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the different aspects of radio monitoring hobbies. We cover all the frequencies that you can tune into, from all the way up to light and everything else in between, except for amateur radio, because we can talk about that topic at any other time during the week. What you hear, get more information, and it helps to make the hobby a little bit more enjoyable for you. The basic ground rules for that, one, all the different repeaters of this system can be found at the website, www.n2row.net. Please take a look at that website and pick the repeater that's closest to where you are. This way you can make sure that you have the best possible signal. If you are using 441-100 or 145-230, please use the least amount of power necessary to get into the repeater cleanly. Otherwise, you may accidentally trip another remote receiver input somewhere else in the tri-state area. And that might cause problems with you sound a little noisy if they should be. And because it is a linked repeater system, when you key up, please pause for a second before you begin to speak, otherwise any part of the conversation will get cut off. When you check in tonight on the air, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you might have that you want to share with anyone else. If you don't have any traffic, when you check in, please say the words, no traffic. This way, we will move on to the next person in the list. If you're not able to get in on the radio, and it can be for any reason at all, you may have a problem with your station, you may be too far away, or you may not be a licensed amateur radio operator yet, you can still participate with your comments and questions. Place us an email, and the email address for this net is nyxa@yahoo.com. So then, they want to check in, you space it out, since everybody gets checked in, and no one's stepping on each other. This is N2ROW. Good evening, WHYQQ, Bob in Elmwood Park. No traffic. No, excuse me, I do have traffic. And we'll be checking email. This is CSI, Carlos from Elmwood. Okay, so far we have WHYQQ and a slightly noisy CSI. Anybody else?
Hi, good evening, Charlie. Anyone about that? I'm in Milford, Connecticut. No traffic right now.
Hey, good evening, Bob. Anyone at all that? Is there anybody else? Or is everybody glued to their standard trying to listen to the military aircraft frequency? I know what it is, Bob. It's the final for American Idol. I wouldn't know because I normally don't watch that show. But I just happened to see it. Headline about it today. Could be. I've been very busy myself, but Justin sent me a rather interesting email from Hudson County, and I wanted to share that tonight. Okay. Well, nobody else checking in. May as well go with what we have, and we'll close it up early. Because I had some stuff on the new Dewey QHF system and the fire department EMS conventional channels, but I guess I'll build this one. I bring more people here. But anyway, that's up. What do you got? W2SQQ, N2ROW.
Okay, well, Justin sent me an interesting file about Hudson County Urban Search and Rescue. I never knew these frequencies existed. So HCUSAR, as it's called, channel 1, is 463-225, DPL-243. County Search and Rescue, channel 2, 463-225, 225 simplex. Channel 3 is 464-7125 simplex with a TL of 107.2. And then they actually have the GMRS frequency they designed. GMRS, what they call GMRS 560, which is, looks to be a repeater. It's a 467.55, 462.55 split with a 261 DPL in metatrop sec. GMRS 550-2 is 462.55 simplex, DPL 261. Then there's a frequency which they're referring to as Riser 1, R-I-S-A-R 1. It's a repeater, 469.15/464.15, PL of 167.9. Riser 2 is same frequency, 464.15, 167.9 simplex. Then there's the Hudson County LEM, which is on 458.85 input, 453.85 out. PL is EPL 023.
Hey, Bob?
Yeah.
All right, Riser, R-I-S-A-R, is Roosevelt Island Search and Rescue. That's the island between Manhattan and Queens.
Well, supposedly he got this right out of Hudson County Radio. And then Hudson County, there's another FRS channel they're using, 462.5625, with a PL of 141.3. So I don't know how the RISAR got in there, unless Hudson County Radios have it in there for some reason. But let me forward you the email that I got from him. You might want to look at this.
It's probably a copy of what I have in front of me for updating the radio reference database. But what you're reading was exactly what I have right on my screen. I was going to do that tonight after the mess. The reason why they have the Riser in their list is that the Roosevelt Island Search and Rescue Group on their radios have Hudson County programmed in as well. There's some type of mutual aid thing that goes across. So Hudson County is willing to go through Manhattan to get to Roosevelt Island and vice versa.
Okay. Let me ask you something.
Are you the person that's been updating the radio reference New Jersey databases? Because I'm looking. I haven't looked at them in a few weeks. There's a lot more detail in here. Whoever's doing it, I just wanted to tell them thank you.
Well, there's like three or four of us that are doing it. Scott Wilson, W2SGW. Some of the guys in our control jumps in there.
Okay. One other point for those of you in and around Bergen County. On Friday morning at around 8:30 or 9 o'clock, there's going to be a disaster, I guess you call it disaster drill. They're going to actually extricate a student and a faculty member from the Elmwood Park High School, and they're going to be doing that using North Star. North Star is actually going to participate in the drill. So it's around 8:30 or 9 o'clock. I assume that North Star will be active on the state system. And the active frequencies locally here are going to be 472.3 for the police, 453.5 for the fire, and fire ground simplex 453.1125. So the one week that I got some good stuff to contribute, nobody's here. Go figure. All right, Charlie. Over to you, see what else you got. Maybe we got other people checking in here.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows? You know, like I said, I'm doing a lot of research on the Dewey trunk system. And yeah, things are becoming active. And testing and deciphering what I'm hearing. Let's see.
Did you see it tonight?
Carlos, go ahead. 1012.
Hey, Charlie. Charlie, good evening. Making sure, give me a feedback whether you're reading me well.
Oh, yep, you're all listening now. Nice point.
Thanks for the email, Bray, sending me the links to look them down. And primarily, I wanted to find out if anybody had had any good listening today to the sleep week, whether any of the vessels were transmitting or not. I was able to get one signal today. Unfortunately, I forgot to write the frequency. That was not P25, but what I'm finding is that I'm getting a lot of P25 on encryption. And as some of you know, all my P25 equipment gets stolen. Have you guys heard anything during the day?
Well, where I work on the west side of Midtown, I had a perfect view of the ships coming in this morning. And as was reported on radio reference, there was a coordination frequency for the ships, 277.8 in AM mode. So if you have any equipment that's capable of AM mode in the UHF Marine Band, aircraft band, you've got a shot. I would expect them to use that frequency at least when they're leaving on Tuesday, but maybe even in between.
Okay, thanks. I know I believe I was listening to a 406 frequency, 98.125, I'm not 100% sure. And I believe for some reason it sounded like it was within the ship. I haven't researched yet where 406 who belongs to, but that's the one I think was not P25. But for some reason everything else I was scanning was sounded very digital.
It was 406 what?
I believe 125, but don't quote me on it. I was just going around and I didn't have time to write it down.
Okay. Now, the only one I happen to see that you hear that, there's 406-150, which is the State Department of Diplomatic Security. That's a P-25 system. Looks like Brooklyn Main Hospital is also on there as well. But I don't see any 125.
I'll try to get it again tomorrow. I believe I have it set on the radio in the car. I'll see what it was. All it was, I just wanted to find that out to see if anybody else had heard anything else open. And if anybody knows of an inexpensive P25, please let me know since mine is all gone. I don't even know if it's possible if there is anything software-wise that will decode P25. But we'll see. I also will be talking, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the New York City Resistors group. They're getting a lot into ham for what I hear. Have you heard of them?
The New York City what group?
DC Resistors. It's like a hackers group. I've been hearing they've been scanning a lot on playing with ham equipment and all that stuff. So I wanted to find out if you guys have, or anybody pretty much that listens to this net, have heard much of them.
That does sound familiar, but if you told me what you have, I'll see what I can find out. I was just reading an article earlier today about discussions held at meetings where the FCC said specifically who's allowed and not allowed to use an amateur radio if they work for a certain agency. So there's a little bit of brouhaha going on. But I haven't heard of anything here in the city.
If you can email me the article, I would love to read about it and see what it is. Man, I'm on the roof of my building and it's getting pretty windy. Well, I'll get it back to you. I just wanted mainly to find out about Fleet Week and if anybody gets information, I guess, to you or to anyone else. I would love to find out if you hear some clear communication. Back to you, Charlie. This is M2CSI.
Okay, well, anything that Bob and I get, we're going to shoot out as fast as we can. As far as P25 is concerned, the only thing you're going to be able to hear is the unencrypted stuff, and any of the newer scanners have that capability. I carry with me every day that unit is 396, and they just come out with a newer version of it, the 396XT. So, they already sacked me a couple models. You get the GRE series, the PSR 500 and 600. Expect to pay almost $500 for the radio, whether it's handheld or base.
I know, I'm just mowing on to our full-time work up then. Our mower comes in as always looking for use here. I'm not going to see if there is anything that I can find on the Hamfest this weekend and perhaps on the Hosek one the weekend after.
Yeah, okay. Well, it is also eBay.
True, I haven't found much affordable in there. I guess it's going to be a hard thing to find. Well, again, back to you, Charlie. This is Enter CFR.
Use our email address, which is nybsa@yahoo.com.
Glenn Ogle from KC2 Community State.
N2NOD, K2UPS, have some information.
Okay, we are KC2DIK. This station sounded like KC2UDP. Did I get that correctly?
Probably doesn't go
but, you know, you go around and you find the best thing you can. You know, it's your money. Don't part with it so easily. And actually, it was an article I was reading today. It was the Stern School of Business at NYU Day's article of a study done on how people spend money, whether it's credit card, gift certificate, or cash. And there's psychology behind how quickly they're willing to part with it. So if you've got cash, if you're spending cash out of your hand, you're actually counting green pieces of paper, you're less likely to spend it than if you just swipe a credit card. Food for thought when you're trying to put your budget together. Okay. Let's continue to KC2CDC and to what I'll be.
KC2CDC, having a traffic spot, seeing how you brought up something about the scanners. I have the PSR 500, the portable, and I read a couple of reports that, make a long story short, you're going to buy one, and you're going to buy the portable as opposed to the 106 or the PSR 500, you're better off with that. For some reason or another, I'm having a lot of problems, and one of the big problems are that it's really going through 2,650 milliampere rechargeable batteries, like, relatively quickly, like you don't even get a day out of it. And if you think the PSR menu structure, I mean, if you think the 500 menu structure is difficult, this one is even harder than that.
So the Radio Shack menu structure is harder than the GRE menu structure?
The GRE is difficult. You know, I program radios, and you know, it's, I don't know how the one that works, the 396, but and they call it object oriented, and just to program a single a single frequency in the conventional mode, it's like, you know, half a dozen steps just to you know, put one frequency in. And I'm not talking about the actual frequency number. You got to go to one menu, then you got to go to another menu, and then it says you want to program. Very, very difficult scanner. Not as difficult as like an AOR 8000 or something like that, but in fact, I read that report. I read that review. It was a Radio Reference, as a matter of fact.
Well, that seems to be a common thing for the radios that are doing the dynamic memory, or one manufacturer calls it the object-oriented programming. Rather than channel numbers in a bank, now you have to describe the system. You're creating a folder, you can name a folder. In that, you can have multiple sites that they like group things together. And if it's a trunk system, you can have multiple trunking sites that are all linked. And then even before you get to the frequency stuff. So the internet is doing the same thing. I haven't compared the instruction manual for the 396 and 996 that I have versus the GREs or the Radio Shack. But it sounds like, from what you're describing, they're pretty close as far as having to set up a layer versus, you know, to the next layer, to the next layer, before you actually set the frequency again. Because it'll treat the conventional the same as if it's a frequency intended for a trunk system. So you have to describe where it's going first before you actually get to that point.
See that? Yeah, you said it. You hit it on the head.
Bank of 50 channels or 100 channels and put in a 5-channel trunk system, but you had all these other channels that were wasted. And they were different configurations people wanted, which you couldn't do in the old format, like the UNIX 780 that I have. So when they came up with this concept, allocates memory size, so it's more efficient that way. But also, you have to change your thinking to be, instead of rows and columns on a spreadsheet, like the old matrix was, channel numbers and frequencies, is that you have to think of it as icons, folder icons on the desktop of your computer. And then you open up the folder, and then you can have multiple documents inside there, and then you open up the document, and there's your information on the page.
Now, you mentioned something else. There's several companies that make a program for programming those, and a lot of people like that. Obviously, you have a bigger screen and a keyboard to program it with. And they said that, I think it was Butel, made it a lot easier to program because you're actually looking at what you were doing, and it made it a lot easier.
Right. There's Butel, there's... You're right. So it's off to your screen. You're able to just say, like, click on a tab for the system you want, and here's what you need. Take any one of the multiple sizes in it, scan list, you know, whatever you want, all the options are right there, you just check off boxes, drop down list, and fill in the information.
Yeah, there's several. I'm not too familiar with that. I was thinking of getting one. When I bought the radio, I wanted to get it, but I had just enough money for the radio and the tax. But, yeah. Do you recommend any?
Specific software? BC Tool software is free. I don't remember if it does GREs. It definitely does the internet model. Scan Control, I also have that one. And I think Bob has Intel.
All right. There were several. Oh, yeah, right. I got one for you. Remember a little while after 9/11, you started to see the Spectra mobile radios in the police cars. They're not in there anymore. What did they do with all those radios? Destroy them?
I haven't heard of it. I hope not. That's a good question. Yeah, very much that they would have just... But I haven't seen anything written about it. Yeah, the idea now is that every officer walks around with an agency, so they don't put any radios in the cars anymore. Except for, you know, the computer with the mobile data terminal. But even that's changing. That is changing. Because that 5 gigahertz, 4.9 gigahertz, municipal Wi-Fi system, which is only for the public service agencies, they experimented with it back in the spring of 2007, and then we'll trace it where it opened up. That is being rolled out all over the place. In fact, if you go through your neighborhood and you see on a phone pole an electric meter on the phone pole, and you see a box above it, and you see this gain antenna, looks like a small superstation master. At the top of the phone pole, possibly pink to brown. Those are the colors I've seen so far. Those units are popping up in different neighborhoods. And I'm theorizing, I have to prove this, but I'm theorizing that's part of the city-wide Wi-Fi system for public safety agencies. So, the UHF radios that the computers in the cars have been using, I think they're going to be going away in favor of this new system when it's finally rolled out.
Okay, well, I think that was one. I had like about a dozen things I wanted to pass by than that, but sometimes I forget that it's Wednesday night. You remember, I think it was in right around 2006, 2007, all the city's parks were going to be Wi-Fi free. And then someone told me, not half, to, I don't know, like 3-inch diameter, antenna maybe like 7 or 8 feet tall, and a big box on it, and those are painted green, and I'm pretty sure that it's not like going to walk the dog in the park. I'm going to bring a little pair of binoculars and see if I can recognize the antenna anymore, but those are in the park, and 4.9, I seem to remember something with the Motorola canopy, but there are these other little diamond-shaped antennas that are used in conjunction with the NYPD cameras. Are you talking about that?
Chances are they're all going to be tied into the same system, because having a ultra-wideband, high-speed Wi-Fi system that is purely for city agencies will allow them to put anything they want on it. So whether they're walking around with a Palm Pilot-sized device that could pull down floor plans for the fire chief before they go into a building, or police cameras, or the police car looking up license checks, why not? It's like the internet, but they're on private system.
Well, then you asked the question that those cameras that say NYPD security on them, if that's the case, and they are going to phase out that computer system, they are probably going to be able to link up to any of those little domed cameras that you see on the streets and avenues all over the city. And that's called the Motorola canopy.
Yeah, well, we're slowly becoming London. Cameras, and Big Brother definitely is one. Money's an issue. Sometimes projects don't go through. Sometimes they're delayed. But this whole idea of the new UHF, you know, single radio project was something talked about over 10 years ago. And they're just about to get it off the ground. So, hey, things happen.
One last comment, and then I'll pass it back over to the net. About 2 months ago, I was re-registering my bike, and I got off at the 125th Street IRT, the 203, and there were all these police cars. Somebody had attacked and stabbed a National Guardsman, a woman, National Guards woman, working in the recruiting office. And there are cameras all over that intersection. Now, they caught the person that did it. But, you know, somewhere reading it's supposed to be a deterrent or something like that, but it didn't stop someone from getting, you know, their blood spilled on the street, though. So, it's just a way of taking the government going into your pocket.
Well, you talk about psychology as well, Pete. During the 1980s, I had a business with a partner where we did those 10-foot satellite dishes, and we did wireless alarm systems and all sorts of other, at that time, high-tech items. And some people, their mindset was to cheap out and get a sticker that they put in their window saying that the place was protected by an alarm, on hope that that would be a deterrent enough for the people to stay away. You know, they pay 50 cents for the sticker. But there are those out there that will not be deterred by a sticker. And if you don't have the real thing in operation, you know, you run the risk. Now, these people that are not deterred by something that they see, they don't understand how it works or that it is working, like this person who did the stabbing. You know, they saw the dome camera. Who's watching it? Nobody, right? That's in their mind. Well, surprise, somebody was watching, somebody has it recorded, we got you on the recording, so now you're in jail. You know, maybe word of that going out makes them think twice about trying to pull that again.
It's if used in court. All right. Well, I fly my list. I'll pass by some other queries for the net next time. It's always fun coming on Wednesday night. And 2NLV, KC2CDC.
Okay, Pete. I got an email that came in today on the shortwave band. 11321 kilohertz in upper sideband. Honeywell International using the experimental license of KI2XKO with a conversation with an aircraft. Tail number N922JW, which turns out to be a Falcon 900 jet owned by S.E. Johnson Wax & Company. Interesting. They were also talking about using a frequency of 8885 upper sideband. So, something's going on. I don't know what Honeywell is experimenting. Probably some avionics piece of equipment. And, you know, they're just testing things out. I know that the ADS-B, which is sort of like GPS tracking for airplanes, has been going on for a while and is slowly rolling out to the different aircraft as they can afford to put it in. But I think there's a deadline within the next few years that they all aircraft carrying passengers above a certain size or whatever need to have this on board. And this is to replace relying on ground-based radars that constantly ping the transponder in an aircraft. You know, but as we saw with 9/11, the terrorists took hold of the airplanes, they turned off the transponders. So, while they can't turn off the transponder now, why run the risk? And also, you have a faster and more accurate method of knowing what other aircraft are in your vicinity if all of these aircraft are spitting out their positions like once every few seconds. So all aircraft within the vicinity get all these positions and plot out a map so they see who's near them, including the tail number, airspeed, direction, and all that. So it's quite interesting to watch it on the screen. And the equivalent of that for ships is something called AIS, which you can zoom in and see which ships are going back and forth. Yeah, well, partly now, the morning tells me which of the Sentinel ferries are running. So, lots of experimentation going on out there and advancement in the field of radio. All right, let's check the email one last time before we close up shop tonight. Let's see, W2SQQ, N20B. Do we have anything in email? Nothing, Charlie, I just checked it. W2SQQ. Thanks, everybody, for stopping in and have a great long weekend. W2SQQ call, okay, the W2 call, go ahead. Okay, good evening. It's Washington 2, Sierra Echo Tango, W2SCT Mobile. I know you're just closing down the net, but I wanted to just join in and wish you all a very, very happy Memorial Day weekend. And I hope it's a wonderful time for all of you. And I'm just, kind of tail-ending the end of the net here. I know you're wrapping it up. So stay well, but I'm going to be in here for a little while. Or whoever wants to stay here after the net closes down. So again, it's Peter, W2SCT Mobile, now back to net control. Okay, Pete, well, welcome to net. We're here every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, and the net specializes in shortwave and scanner frequencies and, you know, all the other stuff besides amateur radio. And it's been running continuously since March of 92. And each week, the topics vary depending upon what people bring to the net. So there is no set format. And you're welcome to hang out or throw a question in there or whatever. Okay, thank you very much, W2SCT Mobile. Well, I'll stay in here, and whoever wants to hang here with me,
I am here for a while, and want to wish the best to everybody again for a very happy Memorial Day weekend, which is up upon us here, especially within 24 hours, and hope everybody's doing well. So I'll turn back to that control, and I'm sorry to get your call and name on the net control. My apologies. I know the voice, and I'll turn back to Peter W2SC Mobile, and I guess we'll open up for whoever wants to stay in. Back to net control. W2SC Mobile.
Yeah, okay, Pete, no problem. My voice does get around. The call is November 2, November Oscar Victor, and the name is Charles. Involved in all sorts of different things, including emergency communication stuff for a long time now. Anyway, Memorial Day weekend coming up. A lot of activity going on between Fleet Week, all ships in town, the Jones Beach Air Show coming up this weekend. So if anybody hears anything, you drop an email to us at nydxa@yahoo.com, and I'll be checking it periodically. Bob will be checking it periodically. As soon as we see something that needs to go out to the group, we'll shoot it out so everybody gets it who's on the email list. If you're not on the email list, I'll send an email and ask them to put you on the list. That's where you'll get whatever comes out, not only this weekend, but whenever. Sometimes there are interesting articles that come around. So, with that, I'm off to prepare things for Monday. We have a Memorial Day race here on Staten Island, and I can make a phone call to that. And one of the 16 different events that our group does here in New York. But, hey, it's a lot of fun, and we honor those who serve in the armed forces. And that's what Memorial Day is all about. So, 7-3, everyone, and we'll catch you here next Wednesday. Keep it safe, and keep those radios going.